The Works Progress Administration building on the state fairgrounds in Phoenix is finally set to get some needed renovations. The 80-year-old Depression-era building housed the headquarters for the WPA here in Phoenix. During its heyday, it employed more than 14,000 Arizonans. In 2014, there were plans to demolish the historic building, but preservationists rallied to save it and get funding to repair the building. And here to tell us more about the renovation plans is Wynell Costello, the executive director of the Arizona State Fair. Wynell, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. So how much money are we talking about, and what kinds of repairs will that money pay for?
So on last Thursday, our board approved up to $400,000 to replace the roof on the WPA building. So that would be kind of the first step in doing any renovation at all to the building.
Where did that money come from?
The money actually comes out of the Exposition and State Fair's operating reserve. As you may know, the State Fair does not receive any money from the State General Fund. So everything that we have for, whether it's operating the fair in the fairgrounds or any money put into capital improvements on the grounds, we actually raise and earn that money through the State Fair and events we hold here on the fairgrounds.
Now, you refer to this project as maybe a first step in getting the building back. Are there other projects that you would ideally like to do also?
The fairgrounds is, and unfortunately, an older and aging infrastructure. So there are a lot of repairs on the grounds, whether it's, you know, the WPA building or some of the other iconic buildings that we have on the grounds. At this point, the roof is the only repair that has been approved for the building. Like I said, there are many other things on the grounds, and we continue to evaluate, you know, where the best use of and the best placement of the monies that we have goes on the grounds.
What is the state of the roof now? Like, how badly in need of repair is it?
It is in need of repair. Each time it rains, the rain is getting through the roof, and what it will do is, by replacing the roof, it will prevent any further damage to the building.
So this isn't necessarily a step toward getting the building ready to be repurposed in some way on its own, more a matter of trying to prevent the building from getting to be in worse shape than it is now.
Correct. And I think it could be a little of both. It definitely is a preventative measure in not having the building continue to deteriorate, but it also could be a first step. The roof will be repaired, which will maintain the integrity of the building, which is always helpful.
What kind of, how historically accurate are you trying to make the roof? Is it important to have the roof as it was back in the, in the 30s when it was built?
You know, that is a question that I really I can't answer at this point. We just got the approval for the funding, and we are now trying to go out to get estimates on, what actually the hard costs are going to be, what needs to be done, working with the State Historical Preservation to make sure that everything we do is done correctly. So I'm a little bit premature and can't really answer that one. I apologize.
No, that's fine. Well, so do you have a time frame for when you'd like work to get started and when you have an estimated completion date?
So, as you know, with government, things always seem to take longer and have more steps, I think, to get to the final completion. So our first step was to get the approval from the board. We next have to go to the Joint Committee on Capital Review over at the legislature and get a review of the project. And once we do that, we can then go out, find a contractor, and start the process. So it will be, at best, several months. And as you know, the fair comes in October.
Right.
So we have that magic moment where we have to switch over and really concentrate on the fair. So our hope would be probably before the end of the year.
All right. That is Wynell Costello, Executive Director of the Arizona State Fair. Wynell, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.